This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Well, I'm doing a rhubarb, strawberry and elderflower trifle because elderflowers, these are in season now, so they're growing at the side of the road. I actually forgot to go and pick some where I knew I could get them, so I stopped at the side of the road, you know, between Antrim and Ballymena.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I've got had to go into a hedge.
You're
so
covered.
That's why I scraped all down, leaning over a rose bush to get them. But anyway, I got them, so just to show you, John.
It's worth
so
it.
So hope you appreciate
it. And the smell of
they do.
Elderflower.
Yeah, they do.
And you have
yeah.
to pick them high up.
No. Just when they're, you know, when at that sort of, you know, when they're nice and white and bushy, you know, they're that's.
Oh yeah.
And you really get, and they sit only around for a short length of time. So, if you make the most of them now, but you can make them into a cordial. Now the only thing about the cordial, it'll keep for a certain amount of time. But and then if you open it, be careful, you know, and using it because I have I made an elderflower cordial. Put the lid back on it again, left it in a warm cupboard, and it blew the door off the cupboard. So it actually started to ferment. So what I do with the elderflower cordial now is freeze it, you
okay.
know, for the winter,
yeah.
and then defrost it when I need it. You know, you can do it into ice cube trays or bags, but there's a word of warning. Blew the whole top off it and had to get the...
Don't ferment your elderflower cordial.
Just if you open it, use it.
Right.
So what for this, John, for the rhubarb, and I've made a strawberry jelly because a lot of people don't think you should have jelly in a trifle.
What?
Wrong.
Of course you've jelly in the trifle.
No, there's people, I've seen arguments where people say, no, traditionally you don't. I know. But anyway.
Sure, trifle would be trifle
it wouldn't
without
be
jelly.
Of course it wouldn't. It wouldn't. You have to have
even
a jelly.
Even if it's not quite set, because that's part
no,
of the
well,
thing.
No, well,
that's part of the thing, isn't it? That
you are so right, aren't you?
You need that kind of fruity liquid
that,
in there.
That there, see that?
Uh-huh.
Nice, good wobbly.
Wobbly
not
jelly.
Too wobbly.
Mm-hmm.
So in the jelly is just strawberries and elderflower. I made an elderflower cordial, a syrup, just with infusing elderflowers just with some lemon.
So when you say, so what is it? Is it
if
the flowers
just,
of this
the
or
flowers,
is it the stalks and
the
all?
The flowers, or? Well, the stalks and all, but why just make a sugar syrup with
that? Do you wash that first of all?
Oh,
no?
Yes.
Yeah. And always pick it. What's the advice?
Above. Alsatian hind leg height. Yes, get it up. Get anything you're picking.
Pick it
or give it a really good wash.
Hind leg.
Yeah. But no, what I did was pick that and then made it into a cordial. So the recipe will be available. But mm-hmm. it's really just soaking them, the elderflowers, in boiling water and a boiling sugar syrup with lemon in it.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it for a while and strain it. Through muslin if you have it. If you don't, you know, one of those J cloths.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. They're good. And so I made a jelly. This is just some local fresh local strawberries are just into season now, just whizzed up with the elderflower cordial, bit of water, and then just set with gelatin. So
right.
you get that lovely wobbly.
Mm-hmm.
And then rhubarb, our local rhubarb starting to come in now. So, and it's and what I did here, John, it didn't. It's kind of green at the moment, the rhubarb. So what I did was poach that very gently with some elderflower cordial again and then grenadine. And grenadine's like a pomegranate syrup that you can get. It's in the always and off license section, but it's non-alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it just, it takes grenadine away that syrup. Green, that greenness. It sweetens it and it gives it a nice sort of fragrant taste. Mm-hmm. Do you want to try a wee bit there?
Go on.
But it's really, it's only for, that's just for this the aesthetics, to be honest with you, because green rhubarb tastes beautiful, but it doesn't really. Okay, so that's...
Beautiful, sweet, right. None of that sharpness at all.
No, it's nice. Mm. So we'll start layering up the trifle. So if you have any leftover sponge or anything like that, get it out of the freezer or wherever you have it. But I'm using these wee boudoir biscuits.
Boudoir biscuits?
Boudoir biscuits.
Ooh la la.
I know. So do you remember these ladies' boudoir
ladies
biscuits?
Fingers, yeah.
Boudoir biscuits. And I'm using trifle, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm using sherry, sorry. I'm using a bit of sherry.
Okay.
So this is a sweet sherry called Pedro Jimenez. And that's our first layer at the bottom. And then some of the rhubarb.
So your boudoir biscuits,
boudoir biscuits
kind of soaked in the sherry.
And you can see that smell. I have to let you smell this because I was going to put gin or something into this. And I thought, no, trifle should be sherry.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Can you have gin trifle? I suppose you can.
I've done it with rhubarb and gin, actually. Then the next layer is the custard. So I've got custard there and then I've got... So that just nice custard that's made with egg yolk, cream, wee bit of vanilla. And then I'm just going to splat a wee bit of cream in that too, John. Just to lighten it.
Okay.
Is not the word we use.
Yeah.
And then our jelly. So our lovely, look, that nice wobbly strawberry jelly. And layer that in there. And then another layer of boudoirs or any kind of sponge.
Uh-huh.
This is a good way, you know, do you ever have that? If you have cake in the house and it's left over.
No.
And you don't want...
Next question.
You see, I do so
cake
occasionally.
Leftover.
Leftover
Why
cake.
Why would you have cake leftover?
Well, I don't know. But I would put it in the freezer and then bring it out. So another wee splurt of the sherry. Not too much, because honestly, do you know people think it's nice, but see when you have too much sherry...
Oh, no,
sherry,
you can't have too much. It's only just
no,
a wee
John, no,
hint
no, wee
of it.
Splat. Wee splat of it. Not too much, because it's just not nice. And then and you see the juice that comes out of the rhubarb there. I'm just going to throw that over the biscuits.
Tip
as
that
well.
In.
Yeah, just all of that there. Then more strawberry jelly.
It's like a building project.
It is a building project. Sweet. It's, and then just, you can do these. I actually quite like doing an individual trifle.
Uh-huh. In a wee small dish.
In a wee small dish, and then everybody gets their own. But then you don't get that big, you know that sound when you put the spoon into it?
Yeah,
that's part of it, isn't it? And then just all that jelly, that custard all over it, and then we're just going to finish that off with loads of cream. And then you could put some of the, the wee elderflowers on top as well, just to show that it's throughout it.
Where it came from.
Yeah, and then that's it, John. So that's the trifle.
And do you need to leave that sitting? Or
you need to leave that sitting, but you're not going to have that luxury. So
no.
You're going to have a crunchy trifle today.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I didn't do here's one I made earlier.
Okay.
So we're just, but it's a different texture.
But how long
texture.
Would you
I would
that
leave
for?
It 4 hours. And what the whole thing is, it's so that the juices soak into the trifle and you get a... You know, like a sponge. You know, that's
it's
the whole
nice
thing.
And soft.
Yeah. Well, I've got your 5 a day in it anyway.
So this is crunchy rhubarb, elderflower, and grenadine.
I think the whole thing about the trifle is
trifle.
You leave it for a few hours, and you get that the biscuits or you know your biscuit or your sponge will soak up all the juices. So hopefully, it has the flavour of a good trifle.
That is so beautiful. That there's just summer in a bowl.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's just the start of everything really now. The start of the rhubarb, start of the local strawberries, the elderflowers. It's starting to feel a wee bit like spring. The,
mm-hmm.
the hunger gap's gone nearly, well, hopefully.
Gorgeous. Recipes on the website. Paula, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.